Red Eye.
Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Erratic Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic podcast. I'm your host, Erratic Asthmatic, and I'm here with my co-host.
Red Eye, what's going on?
Hello again. Back again.
Yeah.
Another back week, again. Another episode.
Another holiday just passed, Easter.
Mm-hmm. Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Easter Monday.
All that goodness.
You know, I never celebrated all that goodness. Good Friday isn't a thing in the U.S. You don't get, like, any days off or anything. It's just Easter, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And a lot of... Good Friday. Yeah, I guess, well, I don't know. Maybe some other Orthodox or Catholic countries, it's a thing. It's a day off.
I suppose, but, like, I mean, the Netherlands is not as Catholic as the U.S. is, I don't think.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But it's
Netherlands
still
is not religious at all.
Exactly. And you still even celebrate Ascension Day. That's not a thing also in the U.S.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what Ascension Day was until I came here. It's like, where are we ascending to?
Yeah, what were we ascending to?
Is my salary ascending?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But that's the one that's only celebrated every 5 years, right?
Is it? I thought it was every year.
No, I mean, like, you get the day off. I mean, celebrate it. But...
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know much about Ascension Day, to be
honest. I don't remember.
Every holiday to me is a day off. Yeah.
We still
work. Every holiday to me is just, day off or not.
Yeah. When is Ascension Day? 18th of May.
18th of May. Oh, so it's still coming. It's still on the way.
Oh, yeah. So we have a day off. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, they don't tell us, and then they just expect us to keep working.
they can't tell you to come in, but they're not going to tell you to not come in.
Not work. Yeah. They're just going to be like,
If you wake up that day and you don't know, sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna
it's coming. Liberation Day on 5th of May. That's celebrated every 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what Liberation Day is either.
Just getting liberated.
Just getting liberated, yeah. Who got liberated, though? I don't know.
I don't know. Who cares? It's a day off. Every 5 years.
Point is, they were liberated, and now we celebrate it.
Yeah. But, it's weird, because here they say Good Friday is only for government workers. So it's not an official public holiday. So it's like, if you work for the ministry and all that stuff, but I still see people working and some places close early, as you were just saying, like the supermarkets are closing earlier than usual.
Yep.
So I think it's up to the employers,
probably,
you know, to say, look guys, y'all been turning it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation wilding and stuff, so we're working later than usual. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. It's Christmas time, guys. You know what that means? That means we're gonna have a lot of customers. So get your shit together. Let's go.
Yeah.
Gonna have double put on your today.
Put on your merry faces and jolly ranchers and jolly shoes.
Here's a Santa hat.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even celebrate Christmas, but okay.
Right. Yeah. Would you rather, I know the Netherlands here, like, all the public holidays are in the first half of the year. And then you have none. And then we have none.
None until Christmas.
Have nothing till Christmas. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zero. So, would you rather all the cluster of holidays in the first half of the year, or would you rather them be spread out throughout the year? Like, have less in the first half?
I would like to have some in the summer.
Yeah? Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true, too. Because, like, all of them end by June.
Yeah.
And that's just when summer is starting.
And just when summer is starting. And most of the holidays we've had so far is, like, in this gloomy, rainy, cloudy weather. And what do you get to do? Nothing. Just sit at home. It's just another day at home, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, for some people decide to travel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it's much of a change. So that's why I say, like, maybe if there were some in the summer or leading up to winter. You know, you have something in the fall, you have something in the summer.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like, I forget the public holidays in the U.S. Let me actually look that up real quick. In the United States public holidays. but yeah, there's some. There's always some in the second half of the year.
Because Americans have, let's say, Labor Day. They have...
Yeah, there's also 4th of July. Yeah,
4th of Labor July.
Days, 4th of September.
Mm-hmm.
What else is it? Patriot Day? Is that a thing? Is that a day off?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
Halloween is... I don't know if you get a day off, but...
That entirely... Usually not, but it does depend on your company.
Yeah.
President's Day. Seems to be the 24th of November.
Isn't Columbus Day canceled later at this point? Because...
Yeah, probably.
I was reading at one point.
February.
And I think they added Juneteenth as well.
Oh, yeah. Juneteenth is now a day off, too. Yeah. I was not living there for that. So
no, it was recent. I think under the Biden administration. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A year or two ago.
Yeah. Before you fell down the steps, but yeah. why is it every president, every American president, just has a comedic thing about them? Like, like what is it?
I don't know.
I think the only poised one was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But there was still something funny about him because of the way he spoke. Like his speech mannerisms. So people will make fun of that. They'll find something to make fun of.
Yeah, people always find stuff to make fun
of.
every person on the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody's safe. Everybody's subject to ridicule.
Out here in this web screets.
In these internet screets.
No, I was just thinking, I was trying to remember like what was George Bush's thing, but George Bush's thing was also his speeches.
Yeah.
Like, what is he saying? I remember once he was like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, something. That wasn't the saying. And then we were just like, huh?
What? Confused the entire population. Yeah. There are lots of presents. I don't understand how we keep electing old people.
Comedians,
comedians. that was a running joke actually that I had. Who's your favorite comedian? Is it Dave Chappelle? Is it Bill Burr? Is it Donald Trump? Is it?
Well, if you look at naturally, you know, without even trying to be funny, and just walking on the street funny, it would be Donald Trump.
it's gotta be Donald.
You don't even know what's going to happen next. You're just like, oh.
Oh, damn.
He's going to do that.
He can drink a glass of water with one hand? No way. Never knew.
And that people always assuming, is that a toupee? Is that his real hair?
It's real hair combed from the back.
Yeah.
All the way over.
It's like, did you get inspiration from the guy from Despicable Me?
Yeah. He pointed out the character in the movie. He was like, I want that. So he's gonna trust her.
Sex prickly. This is what I need.
Yeah. I was going to transition into our main topic of the day. Which is essentially just asking each other a bunch of questions again. This time, in the form of Would You Rather?
Okay. A budget is very high. I have to make
a budget is very high. Yeah, exactly. Unlimited, really.
Yeah.
Man. But so one that I wanted to ask you is like, would you rather, if you had to be part of a TV show, would you rather it be like a reality TV show, a game show, like a talent contest, or do you want to be on the news?
I wouldn't want to be on a reality show.
No. I didn't think so. I wouldn't either. I'm not, yeah. not giving you guys that free entertainment like that.
No, exactly. This is limited condition.
Limited condition stuff.
Entertainment value. Like, what was the other one? News and what?
Game show or the hell was the other one? Talent contest type thing.
No, not talent contest. No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Game show depends what game show. I would like to go. I would like to go on Family Feud just to like see Steve Harvey.
Yeah, just interact with him. Give the most bizarre answers.
Yeah, and see his reactions to like the dumbest answers in the world. You know, like. So yeah, I would say like yeah, if it's a game show, I don't know, maybe like yeah, Family Feud, you know, something like that.
Yeah. I think I would also rather game show, like pretty much any game show for me though.
Mm.
Like if you know, I wouldn't necessarily like if I had to go on a show, that would be I would choose the category game show.
Yeah.
I don't know if I actually would go on a game show because you know that's a lot of time, effort. Am I actually getting paid enough for it?
Yeah, and what and like it's basically gambling. So it's like
it's basically gambling, yeah.
Yeah. Like you're not guaranteed to win the money.
Right.
Or win money at all. Like
nothing's guaranteed on a game show.
Nothing's guaranteed, yeah. Oh, what's guaranteed is that you'll be on YouTube.
Yeah. You're gonna be a meme, that's for sure.
Yeah, with your dumb answers.
I think that is probably the purpose of some people going on game shows nowadays.
Yeah, because they just want to be famous. They just want to be on TV, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Mama, we made it. We on TV. I was like, what?
We on the tubes.
This is YouTube.
YouTube? No, it's MeTube now. It's all about me. Me, 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 me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Contemplating.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. Would you rather? Okay. Would you rather eat an apple, an orange, or a pear?
An orange, for sure.
An orange.
An orange, yeah. I don't like pears. Pears don't sit well with me. They have this like gritty texture. Whenever I've eaten a pear, there's always something in there that it just feels like sand is like there's
oh like there's some kind of I get what you mean. Yeah. I don't really eat pears as much, so
yeah, I do not like pears at all.
Yeah.
And apples.
I
just like oranges more than apples. That's essentially the reason.
Yeah, I don't really eat oranges. I actually eat more mandarins, tangerines. So, but like the citrus side of it.
Yeah,
that's what I eat. Apples. Yeah, I kind of stopped eating apples because of all the bullshit they put on the skin of the apples.
Oh yeah, all the wax and stuff.
The wax and stuff, and I'm like, I can't deal with this right now.
Can't do it.
I
actually don't remember the last time I've had an apple. It's been a good few months, at least, if not a year or more.
Not for me a good few months, because sometimes I pick one in the office and stuff.
I see. Yeah. I usually only grab bananas if they're there, or oranges.
Yeah.
Oh, also persimmons. I like persimmons. But those are very few and far in between in the fruit basket.
Yeah. It's like, if it's there, it's like one left.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like rotting a little bit.
It's rotting, exactly. Because it was hiding under the bowl the whole time.
Exactly, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
All right, so would you rather, in the event you won the lottery, take the full amount or the monthly payout?
Yeah, see, the thing with that is, like, if you take the full amount out, is it taxed?
Heavily.
Heavily. Yes. And if you take like the per month monthly payment, yeah. Is that also taxed?
less
tax.
Yeah. Like the total amount, if you were to wait out the full amount, you would get more from the monthly payouts in total. Mm. You would receive more at the end of the monthly payouts.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. But if you think about it, let's say if you get the full amount, you could invest in things that could lead to
even more, yeah,
even more
earnings later.
Exactly. If you take the monthly amount, you're getting less per month, mm-hmm. which can maybe only just enable you to survive. Not survive, but do your usual payments, you know, your rent, your bills, other bills, whatever. And then you're left with some amount. I would go for take the full amount. And then...
Yeah?
Yeah, because then I have time to invest. And then...
I think, honestly, I would take the monthly payout. I wouldn't... Because, like, if I won the lottery, like, how big is the lottery pool? Like, if it's, you know...
A million bucks. Yeah.
$1 million is not that much, no. But it does, you know, pay my rent.
It does pay your rent, but then for the next, I don't know how many years, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, usually lotteries are larger than $1 million. Sometimes they're like 17 million or like 137 million or like 342 million.
Which is like a rare thing to win.
It's a rare thing to win, yeah, of course.
And half the tax is like what, 25%, 30%, I don't know what the percentage. How much they take out of it, yeah, and then you get
after tax you receive 2 pennies.
After tax, yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit of a risk thing.
It is a bit of a risk, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm more comfortable with the, because also like if I win the lottery, I'm gonna have to tell somebody.
I ain't telling nobody.
How am I?
I would invest and make myself invisible, like
invest in an invisibility cloak. That's all
yeah. Yeah, that's where it's all going.
Yeah, like
it's like he used to live here. No, he doesn't. No, he never did.
No, he never did.
You just thought he did. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd still take the monthly payout though. It's just more stable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the situation I'm in.
Because I also like, I don't want to learn how to fucking invest, man. I don't want to take this time. Like, I just want to chill. I don't need to be worrying about, because if I invest in something, I'm going to be consistently, like, that's what I'm going to be doing then. Like, if I invest in something, that's where my attention is. Like, is this working?
Yeah, but, like, investments could be different things. It doesn't have to be stocks, whatever. It could even be, just buying real estate.
Exactly.
And then you're just renting out houses for the rest of your life. And that's, like, also a sustainable type of income month.
Then do I want to be a landlord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always want to be that landlord.
Always want to be
that landlord. That one landlord.
That one landlord comes over, paints the wall over, like all the dents in the wall are just painted over.
They're just painted over. Yeah. just being an asshole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come over, like, oh yeah, I'll see what's going on.
Yeah.
Just
disappear
say,
for 5 months.
Disappear for 5 months, exactly.
It's like, oh, your internet is not working? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah.
Tisk tisk.
You should invest in buying houses.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Well, that's what it is.
Is what is.
It is what it is. So you've been watching My Hero Academia.
I'm on season 2. Or season 3. I think I finished season 2.
But you still know who I'm. Man, you know One Piece.
Yeah.
So, would you rather have Endeavor from My Hero Academia or Vince Smoke Judge as a father?
I gotta remember who the fuck Endeavor is. Oh, that's the fire guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The asshole father. He was like, he was number two to...
Damn.
What is it?
Yeah, they're both shitheads, aren't they?
Yeah, they're assholes. One of them are assholes. So, which one would you have rather as a father?
I think I would rather Endeavor. Because Vince Smoke was doing experiments on his kids.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
That, like, got rid of their emotional capacity and shit like that.
Yeah.
But Endeavor was just kind of an absent, neglectful father who didn't improve.
Oh, then you haven't watched. Okay, you haven't.
Then I yeah, I haven't. I haven't watched that much then.
Because both of them are similar.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh well, no, because he specifically had a kid with someone who had the ice quirk, so that he could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But also. Well, also, like, you know, the kid still has emotions. Post.
Yeah, kid just has emotions.
Yeah, I think I would still rather that. Which one would you rather?
I don't know, man. Like, I'm also trying to base it off of the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Sanji's siblings are like assholes too, except his sister.
Yeah.
At least to him. But then deep down, inside,
yeah,
they all love Sanji and to try to protect him. And then you and you look at Endeavor's kids, and like, it's only what's his name who has the power, mostly the power. His other siblings don't have the gift.
Yeah, the quirks.
The quirks. So, because I think Endeavor still tries to be a good dad, or like he wants to be a dad, like he still goes and feels like, you are my son.
Yeah.
You know, and this and that. So maybe for that reason, maybe I'll go with him.
Yeah, because I know Vince Smoke Judge, he was just like, you're not my kid.
You're not my kid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Transmutations.
Yeah. Like he just how do you say? He even put him in a cell and shit. Like that's insane.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with a mouth guard and everything. Like
exactly, yeah. What the fuck?
That's like child abuse.
Yeah, literally. The definition.
The definition. So yeah, probably go with Endeavor.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Would you rather never shave again,
mm-hmm.
or always have a problem with sweating? Like you're just always you always got sweat marks. Like you can't get rid of it.
Oh, like sweat stains and stuff.
Yeah, there? Sweat stains and shit.
Wow.
You're just always feeling a little bit damp. But you can never shave again. Gotta grow out every one of your
shave everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah, everywhere. Everywhere. No.
Well, I don't shave everywhere. I only shave my face.
I shave a lot of places. Helps me with the sweating.
Yeah, so if you don't. I think I'd rather not have to shave.
Rather I never have to shave?
The sweating is like awkward, and then you smell, and then with a beard at least you can have maintenance.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Random sweating, it's like I've had that sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just standing there, and I'm like my let's say like my arms are like closed in, right? I'm
yeah.
just like talking this. And then all of a sudden I lean on something and I open my arm and I smell, ooh, that's me. Oh no.
Ooh,
I'll be right back. Going to the bathroom. Then I go to the bathroom. I just take like the hand soap or whatever. Just wash my armpit real quick.
Actually, so... a life hack, if you take hand sanitizer, it's a pretty decent...
A quick
yeah. fix. It's definitely not a long-term solution. You're not supposed to be rubbing hand sanitizer all over your armpits all of the time.
No.
But it's a fairly quick fix.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I very much dislike not being able to shave. I enjoy my shaving rights, so to speak.
Shaving rights.
But also, yeah, always sweating is a horrible... That would be a horrible time.
Yeah.
You just ruin every article of clothing has to go in the wash.
Everything. Yeah.
Usually you can wear jeans like 2 or 3 times before you put them in the wash.
Mm-hmm. But if you got sweaty thighs and...
Sweaty thighs, every single pair, all the time.
Yeah. Like your ass crack and everything. Is it...
everything. Just me going into the bathroom. Hold on, I gotta wipe real quick. Did something happen?
Yeah.
No.
Just
sweaty
ass crack.
Through my nose and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in agreement about the sweating.
Yeah, I don't like not having to not shave, but yeah, I would rather that.
Yeah.
Crazy thing.
Oh, this is a good one. So, would you rather have a comically high voice or a comically low voice?
Oh, that is a good one. Can I have both? Can I switch between both?
I was about to say that.
I think I would rather the comically low voice, because you can be somewhat intimidating with voice alone in that aspect.
Yeah,
like if I'm just comically high voice all the time, what's that bitch? Like even if I were giving a work presentation, nobody's gonna listen to me or the content of my words because they're just gonna be focused on the tone of my voice.
Yeah.
But I feel like a comically low voice, it has more, you know, it's more, I don't know, soothing, I guess. You can understand what's being said at it.
It's more grounded.
You pay more attention.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Because when I was thinking about this question, I was thinking of how Tony Baker does his voiceovers.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, this is part of the smooth jazz of the comedic show. Or like, or he does like the villain voiceovers. He's like, I got you now. But let me tell you what I'm going to do. And then he turns around.
I'm going to take the water supply.
Yeah, the water supply. And then I turn around. Oh my God, he's gone.
Where the hell did he go?
So yeah, I agree. Also low voice for me.
Yeah, I do agree as well. So would you rather, oh man, so you have to go number two at a party. Do you go to the toilet knowing that you're going to clog it, or find somewhere outside, like maybe bushes or somewhere?
How about I just go home.
Just go home.
Or I never showed up to the party at all.
Or I never. Yeah. Add these two options.
Oh man.
You can hold it all the way home though. Probably not, right?
No, it's difficult to hold it in if you really need to go.
Yeah.
Then you think you need to fart, and then you lay the bed.
Never trust.
Yeah, you never trust the. I don't know about I've done it in the bushes before, but that's because I was living in a different country. Okay,
yeah.
It's like I had no option.
Yeah.
But I never. I never felt safe doing it. Like.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't even in my own toilet feel safe. Like, it's a very vulnerable state that you're in.
Yeah.
When you're going number two.
Like, you never know.
You never know. Who's going to knock on the door while you're on the toilet?
Yeah. Or you just, you do the number two in the toilet, but you don't do the full shit. You do like
half bloop. A shit and then.
Yeah, half shit, flush it.
Flush it.
Half a shit, flush it. And then you're done. So that's what I'm going to do.
Just created your own third option there.
Yeah. Well, I'm still using a toilet.
Yeah, that's true. I've never done it outside at all. I've never shat outside. It's always been in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, of these two options, you know, like I would prefer to do what you said, not clog the toilet,
but like be strategic in the shitting process.
Exactly. But you know, I'm gonna clog it. Like, hopefully he has a plunger right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean,
hopefully.
You're supposed to have a plunger before you need it, right?
Mm.
Supposed
well,
to.
Well, every toilet should have a plunger. I mean, at least every bathroom should.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I've lived ever without a plunger. Like, every place I've been to has a plunger.
Right? Like, shouldn't I be able to unplug it myself?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it just reminded me of one story I heard about somebody finding shit on the floor. That story will never leave my head, man. It's stuck now. I'm just like, I'm still also like, wow, how?
How?
Like, how the mystery has not been resolved.
Did we talk about this story on the podcast?
Did we? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either.
No. So this is a story I heard at a party that you were and I wasn't.
I didn't even hear the story until you told me about it. And I'm like, yeah. What?
So apparently, some people, like, they ordered kebab and stuff, and one of the persons was like, because of, you know, being fucked up and eating greasy food, it was just like, I gotta puke.
Mm-hmm.
So that person went and puked and got out the toilet, but for some reason another guy went in the toilet and he was, I assume, taking number two, because I don't see how he would have picked it up. But he was sitting in the toilet, I guess he was going for number two, and then he sees something on the floor and he thought it was like a piece of the kebab coming from the throw up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he took a toilet paper, he picked it up, and then as he picked it up, it wasn't kebab, it was it was doo-doo, baby.
just randomly on the floor.
Randomly, like a piece, like a small piece, you know, like, it wasn't that big, it wasn't a big piece, it was like, it looked like a piece of, like, you know, like shredded.
Yeah, it's small enough to look like.
Yeah, yeah. Like it came out like a spew. And then, nobody knows how that happened.
To this day, it's a mystery.
To this day, it's a mystery. And, yeah. And I was just there, like, flabbergasted. And then the person who hosted the party didn't even know. He found out the same time as I did. So, so we were both there, like,
what?
How? Just like, you know, just like dumbfounded. You're just like, nah, that's what? Nah, maybe you were too drunk.
Yeah. You picked up nothing. There was nothing.
Yeah, you picked up. Imaginary stool.
God damn.
So yeah, that's a story.
That's a story. Yep.
Yeah, because the way, like, we were discussing, it was like, you know, the person who was puking pukes into the toilet bowl. So, like, it couldn't have, like, backfired, like, behind.
Yeah. Recoiled.
You know, towards where the so-called shit was found. Because then the person was sitting and using the toilet found it in front of him.
Yeah.
So it's like, How did this happen? I don't know.
Who knows? It just materialized.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, if you did a DNA test, there would be no matches. It just materialized out of nowhere.
Yeah, it just came from the ceiling or something.
Yeah, the ceiling. Imagine if you look up and there's just on the ceiling.
Yeah. The whole time. Okay.
The whole time.
No wonder this toilet. That's where it lived. Yeah. I wonder it never smelled clean. It always smelled like shit.
You paying rent up there, buddy?
So yeah, that's a story.
Interesting story too.
When I heard the story, you and I was like, "You guys are kidding me, right? Like, this is not real.
This is not real. It ain't happened." Yeah.
Like, why would you even pick it up? That's one of the things I was even thinking. I was like, it was me. I wouldn't even pick it up. I'd just be like, yeah, that's there. Okay.
This ain't my bathroom. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
At least he used toilet paper. Imagine if he didn't know what it was.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, with his bare hands. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That'd be terrible.
That's why I never host things.
Yeah, the last time I hosted a thing was, I don't know, 2014, 2015, something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, and that was like the worst. I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
Like, next time I'm having people over, it's going to be like two or three people who are civil.
Yeah, who are civil, who you know are civil.
Know how to use a toilet.
You see, there's this flushing mechanism.
Yeah.
God damn. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
Would you rather, if you had to have an addiction, would you rather drinking, drugs, porn, or gambling?
If you had an addiction, would you drinking, drugs, porn, or drink, or gambling?
Yeah. All of these can really fuck your life up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah, it's like nothing is actually.
There is like, hardly a better option out of them.
Yeah, how do you choose an addiction? It's like an addiction means like a bad thing to a certain extent. Like, so no, none.
None. But you gotta.
I refuse.
You refuse the addiction?
I have the right to refuse the addiction. What would you choose? Even you are just going to be like, I don't know. What the fuck am I supposed to choose?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, all of them are obviously bad.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, if I really had to choose one, like, drinking drugs and gambling are all going to financially and physically fuck me up. I think porn would be the least bad in terms of affecting other people and also my financial capabilities. Like, it would still be...
It can affect other people in terms of relationships as well, because then a lot of people who watch too much porn have, like, arousal defection and all these type of things. Like,
yeah, that's true. But if you're an alcoholic, you're mad at everybody all the time.
Yeah, but if you're on weed every day, then you're not doing shit. Like, what type of drugs are we talking about? If it's like weed, then I'm like, okay, I'll take the weed.
Like, yeah, that's true.
If we're talking about meth, then I'm like, nah, you know.
Yeah.
I want to keep my teeth.
All right, then drugs.
I'll take weed. If it's weed, yeah, sure. I don't care. Yeah. Weed is fine. You didn't tell me how to take the weed. I can.
Yeah. man. Yeah, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Hope you give us a like, share us around.
Yep.
Tell us what you would rather do in all of these circumstances. And we'll
see you next time. And. Happy
Easter.
Happy Easter.